This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Colette Smart, adolescent psychologist, joins us on the line. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning, Emma.
Now, I'm very interested to hear what you have to say about this topic. It's all about rebellious teens. Yes. Now, my kids are obviously far too young for this. They're only 5 and 6, but I was, unfortunately, I'm not proud of it, Colette, but I was definitely one of those rebellious teens. I've since apologized to my dad many, many times. But talk to us about this. What is normal teen behavior and when is it rebellious behavior? When does it fall into that category?
So I think most teenagers get along pretty well with their parents and teachers most of the time. Most do well in school and you know, do well in their relationships or aren't addicted to drugs and alcohol. And I think for many parents, they would say their worst nightmare would be to have a child who's really rebellious and they're destructive and you actually can watch your child destroying part of their lives and actually refusing to abide by any rules. There's often chaos in the relationships around the child. And so for some parents, the fear is so great that they stress over everything their teens do that's even normal. Others miss the signs. So normal teen behavior would be your teenager that's pulling away. So they're disconnecting. They're trying to become their own person. It's actually called developmental individuation. That's the fancy term. But they want to grow independent. They don't always want to do everything their parents do. They will say no to certain things or sometimes flat out refuse and push a little bit. It sounds all very well in theory. It's not so positive when that's happening in your kitchen or your living room. But it's normal for your teen to fight and for you to lose something. And just realizing that your teen's in the process of moving away is important. But really, I think teen rebellion comes in when I said your teen really just flat out refuses to follow any kind of advice or anything that their parents try and reach out to them with. And it's important for us to remember that we can't control our teen's choices and it's not always you. We must be careful not to label the parents as bad parents or, oh, look at those parents, they've got a terrible teen or rebellious teen. They must have done something wrong as parents. It's very easy for us to become judgy. But really, some teens, they will do things for a reason, and rebellion can often be come out of hurt or there's a motivation often behind a teen's choice to rebel. And for parents, it's easier to walk away often because it's very tiring and stressful and you can feel very angry and frustrated. But if I can just implore parents to just, no matter how exhausted or disappointed you are, just be the best parent that you still can be to your rebellious teen.
That's very good advice there, Colette. I really like how you say it doesn't necessarily reflect on the parent because my dad is an amazing father and I still went that way in my teens. Can you tell us what are some things that parents can do if they're listening right now and their teens are in that situation and they're rebelling or they're pushing them away?
So I think one of the basics is remember, just like you did with your toddlers, is to catch your teens doing something right. And sometimes it's very difficult when your teen is rebellious and angry, but still tell them that you love them. Tell them when, find something they're doing well. Even if it's something as basic as them happening to unpack the dishwasher, you might think, well, they should be unpacking the dishwasher. That's part of their job or their chore. But if that's something you can actually notice that week, thank them. Say, oh, thanks so much for doing the dishwasher today. That really helped me. So finding those times. Then also learning the art of relinquishing some of your boundaries around them. So pick a few things that you find important. And around 15, 16, you need to back off from your teen. So lessening some of the rules, still having a few boundaries, but really picking your battles. I know that's a catchphrase, but really sometimes things like a messy room, just shut the door for a while. Those are things that are not game changers and they're not moral issues. Let some of those things go. Because also we see stress. Young people know when they're doing things badly, or they're upsetting their parents. And teens get sapped by motivation when they know they're failing, and it just becomes a downward spiral. So they have lower expectations of themselves, and they just start to help less and do less, and they become more stressed, and the survival instinct kicks in. So yelling doesn't help. At that point, they're actually not even hearing you. So if things explode, get neutral territory if you can to talk about some of the things you want to chat about, like a coffee shop or somewhere where you're not at home and you know the explosions happen. And then things like encouraging a growth mindset. So I said thanking them, but also praising your team sometimes just for effort, not for their accomplishment at school or something that they've, you know, being the best at, just for actually having a go at something. And then picking times when you can just love on them. The times, even if they're out at a party and you know that they're getting drunk out there, leave their favorite biscuits on their bed or their favorite chips on their bed. Just little things where you can actively, consciously send little messages saying, I love you, I'm still here. And I still want to chat with you. Attend their events, their sport, their school events, so that they know that you're still around and you haven't given up on them. Offer to pick them up, even if they flatly say, no way. Keep offering, keep extending that olive branch so they know that you're still there.
Such good advice there, Colette. I hope I can remember all of that when my kids are teenagers. I really love it. So if they say, if they say they don't want to talk, those are some things that you can do to as you said, extend the olive branch. I love that.
So, yeah, and I think, you know, respecting your teen's boundaries, if they say, I don't want to talk, respect that, but still keep saying, I'm genuinely interested in you, and when you want to, I'm still here. Even if they never actually take you up on it, they will still know that you're still there. Mm. But then as a parent, invest in self-care. It's important to have your own network, other people you can talk to. And if there's a point where it really escalates, get help for yourself and your family. We're quick to go to the doctor when our children's legs are broken. We somehow don't go for help when our family needs emotional support.
Yep, great advice. Great advice, Colette. I love it. I think that's going to help a whole lot of people.
Thanks, Emma.
And if you want to hear more from Colette and read more from Colette, make sure you check out ColetteSmart.com.